Good morning. A powerful early spring storm continues to charge up across eastern parts of Pennsylvania toward the southern tier of New York, where it will stall out. Out ahead of the system, a soaking rain for much of interior New York and New England overnight, with many places picking up between 1 and 2 inches of rainfall. Out to the west of the low center, on the colder side of the storm, rain has changed to wet snow, which will cause many problems out in central and western New York and the hills of central and western Pennsylvania over the next 24 hours. But interior New York and New England will see the steady and heavy rain wind down through the morning, and we'll see scattered showers this afternoon. We'll be on the milder side of the storm and the drier side of the storm as well now that the steady rain has passed through. It'll still be breezy with milder air flowing in from the south and east. Temperatures, along with some breaks of sunshine, will push through the 40s and into the middle and into the upper 50s on average. Eventually overnight tonight, as the low stalls out to our west and south, we'll begin to get cold air wrapping behind the whole storm system and back into the region from the south and west. As a result, it'll be mostly cloudy and breezy overnight tonight with a few rain showers, maybe even some snow showers across the hills and mountains, with low temperatures back to around 40. Chilly air overhead tomorrow and really for the rest of the work week. Mostly cloudy skies on Tuesday, breezy with scattered rain and snow showers, especially in the hills and mountains, and highs only making it into the lower 50s. Fewer showers on Wednesday, but still mostly cloudy and cool with highs in the mid-50s. Back into the upper 50s on Thursday, but the front approaching from the west will bring us a chance of showers again. And this will reinforce the colder air for Friday, with highs only getting back up to 50. And with a cool pool of air aloft, we'll have rain and snow showers again to round out the work week. It looks like the chilly air will stay with us into the weekend, with a mix of sun and clouds Saturday, only in the low 50s, and another chance of rain and some wet snow in the mountains on Sunday, with highs only in the lower to middle 50s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm warnings have been issued for most of western New York and Pennsylvania for today and tomorrow. On the cold side of the spring nor'easter, heavy wet snow is falling. 4 to 8 inches of snow, with locally 10 inches or more on the higher ridgetops, is expected to fall over the next 36 hours. With the early green up and leaf out, widespread tree damage is expected. The falling trees and limbs will knock down utility lines, likely causing widespread power outages, especially across the higher elevations. Any power outages that occur in rural locations could be lengthy. Winds will also be an issue, only compounding the problem. Northwest winds of 10 to 20 miles per hour with gusts to 35 miles per hour are expected tonight and tomorrow morning. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Wichita, Kansas at 12:53 a.m. Eastern Time last Sunday. The last report of hail was at Fort Smith, Northwest Territories in Canada at 5:13 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. There were 29 daily record highs set across the U.S. yesterday, most notably Clear Lake, California. The 89-degree temperature breaks the old record set in 1956 by 6 degrees. There were 5 daily record lows at Port Isabel, Texas. It was 53 degrees, and this is 4 degrees colder than the old record that was set in 1993. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility, moderate rain and fog at 32 degrees with a southeast wind at 62 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and light snow. In Albany on the hour, light rain and 39 degrees, the dew point 37, 93% relative humidity, a north wind at 13 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.32 inches, and it is falling rapidly. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 113 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 16 at Atlanta, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy and breezy with showers in the upper 50s, Boston, cloudy, breezy, showers near 60, and in Buffalo, rain changing to snow, becoming heavy at times with thunder also possible, 3 to 5 inches of snow with highs in the mid-30s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 44 degrees, the low 38, the average temperature 41, that's 9 degrees below normal. 91 hundredths of an inch of precipitation in Albany yesterday, for the month now 2.22 inches, which is 12 hundredths below normal. And 7.02 inches for the year, which is 3.32 inches of rain below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 62 degrees. The average low, 40. The record high, 87, set in 2007 and in 1902. And the record low, 26, in 1975. Sunrise this morning was at 6:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:47 p.m. 13 hours and 46 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy and breezy today, with steady rain tapering off to showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight, with a chance of showers, perhaps some snow showers in the mountains, and lows in the mid-30s to lower 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers and lows near 40. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy today with steady rain tapering off to showers and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a chance of showers, snow showers in the mountains, and lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the mid to upper 50s. Mostly cloudy and breezy tonight with a few showers, perhaps some wet snow showers, and lows in the mid-30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers today and highs in the upper 50s. Mostly cloudy, breezy tonight with a few showers and lows near 40. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, scattered rain and snow showers, lower 50s. Scattered showers Wednesday and Thursday, mid to upper 50s. Rain and snow showers possible on Friday, otherwise mostly cloudy near 50. Partly sunny Saturday, lower 50s, and a chance of rain or wet snow in the mountains on Sunday and highs in the mid-50s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.